Join us next time on Showcase for Paint Me Dead.
Red Ford speaking. Yeah, I find missing persons what you lose. Well, if you don't know who it is, it'll probably run you a little extra. When did this unknown person go missing? Yeah? Well, that will definitely cost you more. It sounds like a lot of work. What's your address? I can be there in a couple hours. The voice on the line belonged to a babe. She sounded so hot she burned right through the wires. The address she gave me belonged to an art gallery in a dodgy neighborhood downtown. But that's the art biz these days. The uptown crowd likes their artists new and preferably starving, so they slum it and search the latest thing. This joint sounded like the kind of place you had to take a freight elevator to get to. The sign on the street read Lil 7 Lil. The elevator opened into a big empty room with a few paintings on the wall and one covered on an easel in the middle. I was trying to figure out which end was up when I heard her come up behind me.
Well, I see you don't waste any time, Mr. Ford. I like that in a man.
Well, I'll just bet you... Wait, Lil? Lil Avant?
That's right. I'm Lil Avant. I own the place.
I've got to admit I was surprised, knocked out, bowled over. I recognized this babe, and she looked the same as she did the last time I saw her 50 years ago. Hard to believe it, Lil. You haven't changed at all. You've been down here all the time?
I've been around. Nice to see you haven't changed either, Red.
Please join us for this edition of Showcase as we present Paint Me Dead, written by Patty Cassidy, coming from Dream Realm Enterprises, which can be found at dreamrealmsite.com.